S-A-B-O-O, San Francisco, baby, baby.
Shiba, shiba. Shiba, shiba. Shiba, shiba.
Let me in.
Shiba, shiba.
I want to be closer to you.
Shiba, shiba.
Open up your soul.
Shiba, shiba.
Let me find that part of you. The part that nobody ever knew.
Let me touch your mind.
Oh, why don't you let me in? Let me be the first to ever touch your mind.
Hello and welcome to Let Me Touch Your Mind, the show where we try to get you to be something, do something, experience something, enjoy something. One of the things that can be enjoyed in San Francisco, yeah, is Scottish Fiddlers. Yeah, San Francisco's got its own Scottish Fiddlers. Here to talk about it, Caroline McCaskey. Hello.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being on the show. So, Caroline, tell me a little bit about the San Francisco Scottish Fiddlers and how, and you know, what you do with them.
So, I am starting this year, actually. I'm the brand new music director of this group.
Okay.
Excuse me, I took over for Alistair Fraser, who was the founder, and he was the music director for 40 years.
Wow. So that's a big shoes
and
to fill.
I love to play the fiddle, and I love to share this music. This is a group that I grew up in, actually. I played with the San Francisco Scottish Fiddlers starting when I was 12 years old.
Oh.
And now I've come back after getting music degrees and teaching, you know, training and things like that. And now I'm so excited to come and give back to the group that raised me, basically.
So did you say this is your first year as the music director?
That's right. I was sort of functioning in an assistant music director, or like associate music director capacity for the past couple of years. Running rehearsals when Alistair was away on tour and things like that. So this sort of seemed like the natural next step. And it feels really good. Feels like a good fit.
Excellent. So how many shows have you directed as the brand new director?
So I have directed the group at various sort of local gigs. We've actually, one of my favorite gigs to direct is at the Salesforce Tower here in San Francisco. So that's a lot of fun. It's, you know, it's free. It's, you know, open air. I believe we're playing there again on, off the top of my head, I think it's May 30th. Near the end of May, a couple of weeks after our upcoming spring concerts. And I've also led the group at the Pleasance and Highland Games, which is a lot of fun. If you like to go see, you know, bagpipes and Scottish dancers and, you know, sheepdog things and, you know, people throwing the big caper top, the big, you know, telephone pole and all of that kind of stuff.
So, wow.
That's fun. But this is my first time actually running the our big spring concert tour. So we're playing three, like basically back-to-back May 8th, 9th, and 10th in Davis, Berkeley, and Aptos. And this is my first time running that, really sort of, this is our biggest performance event of the year.
Okay. Well, let's talk more in depth about those three venues. So, and what would we hear if we go to any of these venues?
Oh my goodness. The spring concerts are just so much fun. We have close to 100 people registered for the concerts, and, you'll see, you know, 80 something probably on any sort of given stage, and it's just, there's just nothing like it, just hearing dozens of fiddles and cellos and piano and guitar and flute and percussion and just, I mean, this is dance music. It just lights you up. It makes you want to dance. And of course, you don't have to be Scottish or have Scottish heritage to enjoy, you know, Scottish music any more than, you know, I like to say any more than you need to be French to enjoy French fries. It's really for anybody who likes to, you know, let music move them to move. So.
All right. So now this summer series is called Is it Stravag? Stravag? How do you say it?
Yeah, it's Stravag. It means to wander. We sort of digress to follow the fiddle to wherever it's leading us. You know, we like to play our Scottish music, and of course, we like to go visit the neighbors, and you know, in Ireland and the Scandinavian countries across the pond, Cape Breton and Quebecois, like French Canadian and old time American and all sorts of stuff like that. So we like to use the word Stravag to talk about this sort of musical journey that we let the fiddle take us on.
Okay. So if we were to go to one of these performances, would we hear anything that we go, oh, I know that one?
I mean, possibly. I think we're not playing, let's see, the usual ones we would, you know, Ashok and Farewell and things like that. I don't know necessarily. It depends how big a fan of Celtic music you already are.
Okay.
Let's put it that way.
Okay. So do you just play Scottish music, or do you play music from the sort of general region? Like, what do we hear, any Irish jigs or anything from Wales? Or?
Yeah, absolutely. We try to incorporate, like I said, visit the neighbors, you know, when we can. This particular year, I decided to go, you know, it's my first year as music director. I wanted to go, go back to the well of these old Scottish tunes. Mm-hmm. But there's definitely going to be some Irish music there. We're playing a set of tunes, newly composed Irish tunes, actually, by the incredible fiddler Liz Carroll. So she's the Irish-American fiddler that is just an absolute hero of mine and a wonderful person and a wonderful, wonderful tune composer. So we'll definitely hear some Irish tunes. We'll hear some American tunes. We'll hear all kinds of stuff.
Excellent.
Yep.
So tell me, for our listening audience who's now intrigued and would like to go to one of these venues, where, what days, what times?
Sounds good. So they're in May, so they're coming up at the weekend after next already. Woohoo! Uh-huh. We've been enjoying rehearsals, so it's we're ready and excited. Friday, May 8th, we'll be playing in Davis.
Okay.
And at the Veterans Memorial Theater. Saturday, May 9th, we'll be playing in Berkeley at the Freight. And Sunday, May 10th, we'll be playing at Cabrillo College in Aptos. That's a matinee. So we have our 7 p.m. Friday and Saturday night shows in Davis and Berkeley, and then our Sunday afternoon matinee, that would be at 2 p.m., I believe. And you can find tickets for any of these if you go to sffiddles.org. Mm-hmm. So SF like San Francisco, and mm-hmm. then fiddles, plural of fiddle, .org.
Okay. And then after you've done these three gigs, do you have a nice rest until the 30th, or do you have another gig that's coming up between now and the end of the month?
as a group or myself?
Either.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty busy. I do like to take the, you know, the week off if I can. We're playing all over the place kind of all the time. We play for farmers markets, and we have an educational program that we put on in libraries. And if you want to find out more about that, you can either, you know, contact us through sffiddles.org. Mm-hmm. Or if you're even interested in coming to play with us, if you've always wanted to pick up a violin or fiddle or cello or, you know, flute or whatever it is, and you want to pick up an instrument and come join us, you can go to sfscottishfiddlers.org. We'll also work there. So just sort of more to join us. But in terms of grabbing tickets, you want to go to sffiddles.org.
So do you really get people who just show up with their fiddles and start playing?
Absolutely. Not at the spring concerts. I mean,
okay.
those are more, you know, we've rehearsed for those.
Yes.
But we absolutely welcome people to come up and dance, though. If you like to move your body, or, you know, some steps of something, you know, hop up on stage and come join us for sure. But in terms of, yeah, playing along, in instruments, I mean, that's how a lot of us got started, is we we were fans of the group for a while. You know, the San Francisco Scottish Fiddlers has been around for, you know, since before I was born. So a lot of times people will come to the concerts and just enjoy it so much and go, man, I really want to do this too. And we have so many folks who started playing in their 40s, 50s, 60s and just love it. There's no audition. There's a lot of work and rehearsal involved in playing in the spring concerts, of course, but it's all ages, it's all levels. It's a great big multi-generational party. You don't want to miss it.
Well, excellent. So one more time for our listening audience, where can they get tickets and what is your email address?
A good email address for us, I think, would be webmaster@sfscottishfiddlers.org. Mm-hmm. And you can get tickets at sffiddles.org. We're playing May 8th, Friday, May 8th in Davis, Saturday, May 9th in Berkeley, and Sunday afternoon, May 10th. And that's Mother's Day, by the way. So if you want somewhere to bring your mom for Mother's Day, we're in Aptos on Sunday, May 10th.
Excellent. Well, Caroline McCaskey, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. All right, people of Earth, this is your opportunity to enjoy some lads and lassies doing a whole bunch of Scottish and Celtic music in general. Here's a little taste of it for those of you who are curious. is from last year's San Francisco Scottish Fiddlers. It's Lads and Lassies. You're listening to 89.5 FM KPOO San Francisco. Speaking of music all over the place, did you know that there is a Marola opera? Here to talk about it, I'd like to welcome Alex Schrader. Hello.
Hi, hello. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being on the show. So tell us a little bit about Marola, why it's called that, and what your involvement with them is.
Yeah, so Marola Opera Program has been around almost 70 years, and it is named after Gaetano Marola, who founded the San Francisco Opera. And the hope was that a program like this could find young emerging opera talent, specifically on the West Coast, to help make that that talent pool ready for the professional experience, the professional opera career. Over the last 70 years, we've expanded from the West Coast. We're now a global organization. In fact, this summer, we have singers and pianists coming from 10 different countries, which is great. So we are happy to say we're thriving. The talent that we recruit is top tier and you know, the next generation of opera.
And what is your role in all of this?
I'm the director of membership and engagement. So I seek out new members and I keep our current members happy, but I'm also an alumnus of the program myself.
Really?
In 2007, I was a tenor in the Marola Opera program, and I also met my wife there.
Oh, I was going to ask because I wondered if the people who are part of the Marola, thank you, program ever just wanted to sing like the other people, but it sounds like you get to sing, or at least
yes,
you got
we,
to sing.
You know, it's such a small community, really, that the most of the staff here are musicians of one sort or another, and everyone is definitely sort of connected to the Marola community, both on stage and off.
All right. So tell us a little bit about what Marola's got going on right now.
Right now we are gearing up for the summer season. Tickets are currently on sale for our members in a little pre-sale event, but tickets will go on sale to the public on May 1st. So I encourage everyone to move quickly once those tickets go on sale, because our events do sell out, and you can find all sorts of information about that at marola.org. Or you could call the San Francisco Opera box office at 415-864-3330.
Well, tell me a little bit about the summer events that are happening.
Sure. So we're doing three productions plus our big grand finale, which is in the War Memorial Opera House, the home of San Francisco Opera.
Okay.
And let's talk about that one first. That will be on August 15th.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when our Marilini, which is what we call our performers, they'll be on stage with, you know, they'll be in their finest gala attire and singing arias and ensembles from the most popular and wonderful operas, with full orchestra and in the grandeur of the War Memorial Opera House. And that's on August 15th.
That sounds amazing.
Then before that, we're going to do three of our productions in the San Francisco Conservatory of Music, in the concert hall. We're going to begin on June 15th with a song recital called L'Anima Napoletana, which will feature songs from Napoli and other Italian favorites. Really, you know, romantic and lush lyrical melodies that you probably know. You might not know that you know.
Right.
So I highly encourage everyone to go to that. Our second production is La Tragédie de Carmen, which is an adaptation of Bizet's famous opera, Carmen. This is a condensed version. It only runs about 90 minutes. Peter Brook is famous for creating this show. And we're going to do two performances of that on July 9th and July 11th. And again, these are the things that really, our operas always sell out very, very quickly. And our third production, which will be a full production of Ariadne auf Naxos by Richard Strauss, is a really interesting and, you know, it's cerebral, but it is also emotional. It's such a combination of so many different things, tragedy and comedy and, you know, theater form. It's just a blend. It's just a, it's hard to describe succinctly the magical piece that Ariadne is. And we're going to do that twice as well. We're going to do that on the 30th of July and the 1st of August.
That's a lot. I'm looking for.
Sorry.
No. I mean, it's a lot. Is it the same company or the same cast members for all of them, or is it different cast members for each performance?
Yeah, we bring in 28 emerging artists, and we really try to distribute the assignments evenly to try to showcase each of our performers equally, so that they all get a chance to shine. So while it is sort of the same group of Merellini, we divide the cast so that everyone gets a moment.
Okay. Now, how do you go about finding your talent? Is it, do people show up and audition, or is it that you hear someone? How does that work?
Yeah, so we have open online applications. And in fact, our current applications for 2027, that'll go live on June 29th.
Oh, okay.
And this past year, we had more applications than ever before. We had over 1,500 online applications. Then that number got whittled down to just over 500 who were awarded live auditions, which take place in major cities all across the U.S., and that happens in the fall. So the interest in our program is thriving. It's more than ever before, and because of that, we're able to really find the most promising young talent who is looking for that step sort of between university and professional career.
What's the age of the youngest person who's ever been granted a live audition?
Oh, that's a really good question, and I'm not exactly sure. I'm going to look that up, but I know for sure that we've had 21-year-olds, which is very young to embark on an opera career.
Sure.
But I would say early 20s are the youngest.
Okay. So if people want to find out more about the Merella program and about the shows, how would they go about doing that?
Merella.org, that's Merola.org. That'll tell you everything you want to know. Like I said, we've got our season information there. We've got information on our Merellini. We've got ticket information, and you can also, while you're there, I hope that you would potentially become a member of our organization, because in addition to these public performances, the magic of Merella is that members get access behind the scenes, and we can really grow the bonds between the community of the audience and the community of the performers. So all throughout June, July, and August, there are exclusive opportunities to meet and greet or share a meal just otherwise get to know these performers as they are training through master classes, through rehearsals and voice lessons. There's a chance for members to get close to them and observe the magic.
Excellent. So one more time for our listening audience, when and where for the summer series, and if people want to audition, when and where?
Yes. So get your tickets for our L'Anima Napolitana song recital, and the Tragedy of Carmen opera and Ariadne auf Naxos opera. All three of those productions will be at the San Francisco Conservatory of Music.
Okay.
In their concert hall. And then don't forget about the Marilla Grand Finale on August 15th, which will be in the War Memorial Opera House.
Okay.
And check out our website, marilla.org, for application information. And our 2027 applications will go live on June 29th.
Excellent. Well, Alex Schrader, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today.
That's my pleasure. Thank you.
All right. People of Earth, this is your opportunity to go and enjoy opera. I enjoy opera. I watched cartoons. They tricked us into loving opera, and I am grateful for it. Love me some Rosin Coven. That's the Peacock Aria. You're listening to 89.5 FM KPOO San Francisco. We've been musical, and since we're in the vein of music, the Silent Film Festival always has amazing music to play behind those fabulous movies, and I'm always so thrilled when it's silent film time, and I'm always thrilled to have Anita Monga in the house. How you doing?
Hey, Marilyn. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Thank you so much for bringing up the music part of our festival. It's like we really try to remind people that it is live cinema. It is films from the silent era, all with musical accompaniment, and it's pretty enchanting.
And you guys, finally, the Castro's back open.
We're
now.
Back.
Yay!
We're back.
I'm so excited because I'm terribly lazy, and it's so close to me.
It is close to you, and that's why we're there.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, the festival was born there, and so, you know, it makes sense. The Castro was built in the silent era in 1922.
Okay.
And the festival started there in 1996.
I was just about 96.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Does that mean it's just 30 years?
30 years, except for this is our 29th festival because of the, you know, that pandemic thing.
Yeah, that whole, pesky thing. Yeah. So what's the theme this year?
Oh, God. We don't really have a theme except for excellence.
Okay.
Excellence and enchantment. That's our main theme. So we're just picking, like, the best program that we can, that we try to vary things, and we're starting out with a doozy of a film.
This is the film that they used
in
Sunset Boulevard.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so excited.
It was unseeable for many years because, you know, it was Gloria Swanson and Joseph Kennedy's, JFK's father, who was the producer, and his lover was, they Swanson and Kennedy were lovers, and they hired the best director, Stroheim.
Uh-huh.
But Stroheim was a little crazy and excessive.
Yeah.
And you can see that all in Queen Kelly. But what happened was that at some point, Swanson couldn't take it anymore.
Uh-huh.
And they fired Stroheim. And they tried to complete the film, but it was never quite completable.
Sure.
You got to see a little bit of it in Sunset Boulevard.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But recently, Milestone Films reconstructed it.
Okay.
And it is so amazing. I know people know Stroheim from Greed and Foolish Wives,
mm-hmm.
and he's all that and even more in this one. And Milestone also did this wonderful thing. They commissioned this young composer, Eli Denson,
mm-hmm.
who made a really, really beautiful score. And we're bringing Eli up from Los Angeles to conduct the San Francisco Conservatory of Music Orchestra.
Wow.
So we're really excited about that. It's beautiful.
Okay. And now, as you know, I love me a good comedy, a good silent film comedy. So what's on the agenda that may not be necessarily on the beaten
track? Oh, well, I can tell you there are several things that are Hula, which is starring Clara Bow.
Okay.
And Clara Bow back together with Victor Fleming.
Okay.
A really amazing duo. They had a lot of chemistry, mm-hmm. that director, star,
mm-hmm.
and Clara Bow. Everyone loves Clara Bow, of course. But also, this is really off the beaten path. Bed and Sofa, which is the Soviet title we're showing on Saturday.
And is it a comedy?
It's a comedy, and it is with polyamory, too.
Wow!
And speaking of a little risque, mm-hmm. on Sunday we have So This Is Paris, the Ernst Lubitsch film. And then, of course, Laurel and Hardy,
okay.
who are hilarious. Also, you know what? Actually, The Caveman on Friday night is a comedy. And we're trying to offset the dire mood of the country right now.
Yeah, these are interesting times,
they're
as
interesting
they say.
Times, yes. Yeah. And you know what? Actually, programming the Silent Film Festival,
mm-hmm.
they were also really interesting times in the 20s,
sure.
leading up to, and especially in Germany. Germany, you know what happened in Germany right after the silent era. So it's actually instructive and a little hopeful to me.
Uh-huh.
Those people lived through that, and the world righted itself again. So, you know, and I always love those dark Weimar titles.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a really, really interesting Weimar film on Sunday, Bookkeeper Kremke, which is filmed by, it was a woman director, Marie Harder,
mm-hmm.
almost unknown. It was her only extant film. She fled Germany in the 30s and died in a plane crash in Mexico.
Oh no.
So this is her only film, and it is very it's recognizable to today's world.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
So now that you're going to be doing your first time back at the Castro Theater, but the McCluskey Building is closed. Where you guys would
the McCluskey Building's closed. I know. Yeah. I mean, it's living its best life. It's they're tearing it down, but building artist housing, affordable artist housing. So we were so sad to give up our party space,
mm-hmm.
but yeah.
Did you give up your party?
We essentially gave up our party.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's so now it's just about silent film.
Just about the silent film. And
when does it start?
It starts on Wednesday.
This Wednesday?
May 6th.
Wait, that's also so
is yes.
Next week.
Next week.
Okay, okay. And how long does it go?
It is 5 days. So Wednesday through Sunday.
Excellent, excellent. Now, where do I get tickets for this?
At silentfilm.org.
Okay, okay.
And I recommend to Marilyn. Mm-hmm. We have 22 programs. They come from 8 different countries. Mm-hmm. It is like such a variety of known and unknown, but I can guarantee each film has something really special about it, and our all-purpose pass is really the most economical way to go. So that's what I'm recommending to your...
Okay.
Go to silentfilm.org and look at the pass.
Now, are there any movies in this lineup that you personally had never seen before, or had you seen them all?
I had never seen Bookkeeper Kremke before.
Oh, okay.
I had never seen Sensation im Wintergarten.
What's that?
Which is a German title that is on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And it is takes place in this grand, the Wintergarten in Berlin. The kind of amazing thing about some of these films is that you get to see the places they were made in mm-hmm. the 20s. And Sensation im Wintergarten takes place all in Berlin. His Greatest Bluff is a really fun action film uh-huh. from Germany. I'd never seen, and this is a film that we actually helped restore,
okay.
The Caveman, which is Lewis Milestone's film that's playing on Friday night.
Okay.
I'd never seen this wild... sci-fi film called
sci-fi.
High Treason on
Ooh.
Friday.
Okay.
And High Treason is mind-blowing. It has like the sets, it takes place in a world that looks like kind of Metropolis.
Uh-huh.
And it's a terrorist plot. There are...
No, don't tell me anymore. Don't
yeah,
tell me
okay.
Because I'm going to go see them all.
Okay.
That's my goal
okay,
is to
good.
See them all. My goal is to see them
so
all.
So get a pass so you can see DJ Marilyn at the Castro every day.
So once more for our listening audience, where can they get tickets for this?
At our website, silentfilm.org,
mm-hmm.
And also there will be tickets at the theater. But if you want to be assured, we're all general seating, so mm-hmm. you know, get your tickets early.
And then for people who like to have something physical to be able to look at, where can they pick up these little silent film? Can they get them at the library? Or
yeah,
where
we have some
them?
At the library. Okay. And also, you know, if you want to send me a note at info@silentfilm.org, I can scope out where we have these little flyers. At the Roxy Cinema, at the Roxy Theater, we have some there. And also you can see, like on our website, you can press the at a glance and see essentially this schedule.
Okay, okay. Now you said, because you said that I could give away a pair of tickets.
Yes, please.
And do they get to pick what day they come?
You know what? Let's give away a pair of tickets. Oh, you know what?
What?
This is actually, I didn't mention this, but this is extremely beautiful film called Yanko the Musician
uh-huh.
on Saturday at 2 p.m. And it's a Polish film that is so rare and so beautiful. And I'd love to give away a pair of tickets to Yanko.
Well, then let's do it. Hey, if you're listening and you want a pair of tickets to go to the Silent Film Festival, give me a call here at 415-346-5376. And Anita Manga, it's always a pleasure to have you here.
I will see you every moment at the Silent Film Festival.
Yes, you will. All right, people of Earth, give me a call, 346-5376. And while we wait for that call, how about a Hawaiian lullaby? That's the Kingdom of Tonga cultural group. So it's not Hawaiian, it's actually Tongan, and it's beautiful. That is from a CD called The Planet Sleeps, and it's lullabies from all over the world, and I just love it. You know what else I just love? The library. And I got two librarianistas du jour. I'd like to welcome Lynn Davidson and Julian Randolph. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hello, Marilyn.
So, what's going on? Yeah, you know, they say it's all happening at the zoo, but I say it's all happening at the library. So who wants to tell me what's going on at the library first?
Okay, I can go first.
Okay, all right.
I can tell you about my wonderful Richmond Branch Library, where I'm the adult services manager. Mm-hmm. And we are planning some amazing events coming up very soon. Mm-hmm. On June the 6th, Richmond Branch will have our annual open house, and that's a celebration of library and community. It's from 1 to 4 p.m. on Saturday, June the 6th. We will have a special musical guest, Meredith Edgar, and her voice has been described by one listener as like the voice of a chain-smoking angel. So she's going to provide some sweet sounds for us. We're also going to have the bubble man, Stephen Treader, and he's going to do some bubble magic for people of all ages from 1:30 to 3. We're going to have a whole lot of community groups with some great information, games and fun, craft activities for kids, mm-hmm. book giveaways, and it's just going to be a really, really fun celebration of everything the library is about.
And when is that again?
Saturday, June the 6th from 1 to 4 p.m., Richmond Branch Library. And I'll give a plug for our fellow branch libraries. Other branches also have open houses mm-hmm. coming up, so check the library's website at sfpl.org, and you will find out more.
Yeah, the Western Edition one, I believe, is happening on the 8th.
Usually they're very close to ours, so I wouldn't be surprised. So yeah, please also support Western Edition and all our other friendly branches.
All right. Well, Julianne, you have to top that. What do you have to say in terms of what's going on at the library that you'd like to let our listening audience know about?
Well, I'd like to let everyone know about San Francisco Small Business Week. So my role at the library is the small business librarian. I work at the main library's Small Business Center, mm-hmm. and I lead the programs and partnerships there. And we are participating in San Francisco Small Business Week, which is May 4th through 8th. Mm-hmm. And it's really just an opportunity for our Small Business Center to highlight what we do year-round, which is connect entrepreneurs and small businesses to the resources and support that they need to thrive. So it's a 5-day celebration, and we are contributing 10 programs, but it's also part of a larger citywide celebration. Uh-huh. So several organizations across the city are contributing programs elsewhere. So the whole calendar of events maybe includes, you know, 24 to 30 programs. But the library is contributing 10, and I would like to highlight 3 in particular.
Please.
That's okay. So on Tuesday, May 5th, mm-hmm. From 6 to 7:30 at the main library in mm-hmm. our Corrett Auditorium, we will have a panel called Scaling Bridges, which is a panel where we will feature some local small businesses talking about how they have scaled and grown their businesses in and across San Francisco.
Okay.
So we will have the owner of Whack Donuts, the owners of Out-of-Sight Pizza, the owner of Fleetwood San Francisco, and the owner of Foggy Notion in conversation with Cynthia Huey, who is the president of the Small Business Commission.
Uh-huh.
And they will be talking about different pathways and city programs that they've used to, you know, either move their businesses to a new neighborhood or open a second storefront or open their first storefront or open a pop-up at the airport. There'll be so much to learn about. And so that's a great program for people who are also curious about how to grow their business and mm-hmm. or who just want to come out and support and hear the stories of real local entrepreneurs.
That's when?
Thank you for reminding me. That is Tuesday, May 5th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. in the main library's Corrett Auditorium.
And do you need to register for that or can you just show up?
You can just show up.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, so that's one program. you said you had two more that you want to talk about. Go ahead.
And the following evening, so on Wednesday, May 6th, mm-hmm. from 5 to 8 p.m., we are hosting the West Portal Small Business Stroll.
Okay.
Small business strolls are walks that we lead quarterly. We've actually done one with Lynn.
Mm-hmm. And it was amazing.
yeah, it was so much fun. But during Small Business Week, we'll be working with our West Portal branch to highlight that corridor. So we'll all meet at 5 p.m. outside the West Portal branch, and then it's a guided neighborhood walk. We'll visit 6 small businesses in the corridor. It's part storytelling, part shopping. So at each stop, we hear from the owner, and we mm-hmm. hear about the story of their amazing business and their impact in the corridor. And then we have time to shop and explore before we head on to our next stop. It's one of my favorite events to do because they're so community centered. And that's also a great way for the public to come out and support small business during Small Business Week.
So when and what time for that one?
Perfect. So it's Wednesday, May 6th from 5 to 8 p.m.
Okay.
You don't have to attend the entire walk because we understand some people will be coming from work.
Sure.
So you can visit on.sfpl.org/West Portal Stroll and you'll find our whole itinerary.
Oh, okay.
So if you're going to show up at 5:30, you'll see where we will be then mm-hmm. and you can meet us there.
Okay.
Or you can, you know, pop into the beginning and leave early if you need to.
Okay.
But we'll be in that corridor from 5 to 8 p.m. and there's no need to register.
Right.
Just show up.
Both of those sound great because I'm sure there are lots of people who want to start a business and would love to, you know, get real accounts of the ups and downs of doing a business so that they don't make the same mistakes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's why we love to also host programs that center real stories of small businesses.
Okay. Well, that's two. So you got one more that you said you wanted to make sure we heard about?
I have one more, which I'm really excited about. So the evening after that, on Thursday, May 7th, from mm-hmm. 5:30 to 7:30 p.m.
Okay.
at the main library, the Steve Silver Music Center, which is on the fourth floor, we will be hosting a workshop with a local creativity coach. Her name is Felicia Forte.
Okay.
She is fabulous. And the program is called Protecting Your Creativity While Running a Small Business.
Ooh.
So it's an opportunity for people to come, you know, with questions, challenges they might want to overcome. And it'll be sort of a friendly format. There'll be wine and non-alcoholic beverages on offer and also chocolates. And it'll be a group creativity coaching session.
Very cool. Very cool. So, and that's all. We can find all of that on the website?
Correct. We actually have a landing page for Small Business Week on our website.
Okay.
So you can visit sfpl.org/SBW to find the full list of events.
Excellent. Now, so that was great business stuff. So I want to pivot back to Lynn. So what is your branch? I know each branch sort of has a specialty. So what's the Richmond branch specialty?
Yeah, well, we actually have multiple specialties, I think, at Richmond Branch. We are one of the biggest in terms of square footage, patron foot traffic, and collections and circulations
mm-hmm.
in the entire system. So we've got a lot going on over at Richmond Branch. And I will have to say, I'm just going to also plug Julianne's Small Business Weeks because we did one in December and it was amazing. I highly recommend anyone to come to them and support them. And they also support our local merchants that are such a huge part of our community.
Can I ask the address of the Richmond branch? Because I'm not sure if I've ever walked by it or not.
So we are at 351 9th Avenue, right between Geary and Clement.
Oh, okay.
We're in the inner Richmond.
I don't think I've ever been to that one.
Well, our door is always open to you, Marilyn.
All
right. And to all your listeners, we would love to see people come and visit us. We've got a pretty large collection of both adult and children's materials.
Mm-hmm.
Our children's team have an amazing array of regular programs for little ones. We have so many adult craft programs. One of my favorites is we periodically do I call them opera talks, with our friend Cole Thomas and Ritas from the San Francisco Opera.
Okay.
And Cole will schedule a time with Richmond and with other branches too, to come and talk about a particular aspect of opera. So we are putting some programs together for the next few months. So check our website.
That's great. I was just interviewing a gentleman from the Marilla Opera, and so it's very fortuitous that you would bring up opera.
Yeah, exactly. And our patrons love the opera programs. So the SF Opera does partnership all year round with different branches for different focuses. We've also done writing workshops mm-hmm. with the SF Opera called The Opera in You. So just keep checking our website and other branches' calendars as well as we get those booked. Mm-hmm. I will say for Richmond also, we have many, many people in our community who speak Chinese and Russian as either first or second languages, and we have enormous collections of books and materials in those languages for adults and children. And I'm also going to mention we have a growing and thriving Spanish-speaking population in the Richmond. And so our teen center has recently acquired a small but mighty collection of about 25 new titles in Spanish for teens. And that's a big deal for us. We want to reach our multilingual, beautifully diverse communities every which way we can. So please do come in and check out the new Spanish language teen collection at Richmond.
And we don't have a lot of time, but I would like you each to touch on a program that you wish more people knew about. So I'm gonna start with you, Julianne. Is there a program at your branch that you go, I want to raise its profile?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll share two things really quick. One thing I want to share is that the Small Business Center is really fortunate to have a local partnership with two local business consultants who are amazing, and we offer free one-on-one business advising on a monthly basis.
Okay.
Our appointments for May are going to be on May 13th, but they open May 1st. So on May 1st, you can visit on.sfpl.org/plan-launch-grow and sign up for a one-on-one business advising appointment. It's totally free. Our advisors are just excellent people. I'll plug a program from my colleagues at the Maine Libraries Magazine and Newspaper Center. One of my colleagues there has recently started a long-form article reading club. So instead of a book club, you read a long-form article that the magazine and newspapers department selects. Mm-hmm. And then you meet 1 month virtually, the other month in person to discuss it.
Okay.
And that's a new program. I think it's really fantastic for people who you know, want to get back into reading more and discussing with people but might not be ready for a full-fledged book club.
Sure. And how do they get involved with that?
They can visit sfpl.org/events, and you can use the topic tag feature to use the What's News topic tag, and you will find that program there. It's the long-form article reading club. And the next one is on Saturday, May 30th.
Excellent. And in the minute that we have left, what's a program that you'd like our listeners to know about?
Author programs, specifically poetry programs. Richmond just hosted a couple of our youth poets laureate with San Francisco poet laureate Jenny Lim, and they came and read from their work. They were amazing. Also with adult poet Leticia Hernandez Linares. Amazingly beautiful work. Please come and support all of the Living Poets Society programs throughout San Francisco. Support our Youth Poets Laureate and all of the author programs that we have. Get rid of that AI slop, get it off your calendar, and come and connect with words and real people at the library.
Well, with that, Julianne Randall and Lynn Davidson, I want to thank you both for being on the show today.
Thank you, DJ Marilyn.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
We love the library. Support the library. Go enjoy the library. There's so much there. I'm constantly checking out books, listening to audio books. I even watched an episode of a show through Hoopla. It's great. It's free. It's wonderful. It's time for me to go. So until next week, my friends, ta-ta and toodly-doo.
Mm-hmm.